Here is a commentary regarding the study guide, but it's also an attempt to show you how you can take the documents and make copies of them, download them, and manipulate them on your own. So it's a twofold presentation. Every chapter has this presentation file. That's the PowerPoint that you can manipulate, and that's what I use for the presentations. But also every chapter has a study guide. So let's click on the study guide and see that first it's a Google Doc, and we'll discuss that in a bit. But first, excuse me, this is the first chapter, the overview of the investment universe and a brief history of risk versus return. And so when students will say, well, do you have a study guide? Do you have something we should help to study for the exam? Here it is. This is it. All these terms you should know. Now, you go through the presentation. We'll discuss all of them. And every once in a while, you'll see something like this. Oh, yeah, don't worry about geometric average returns. We're interested in average annual returns. And you'll see that in the presentations. So make sure you know these terms. Now, how you study, that's up to you. I like flashcards myself. I like outlining, creating an outline. I don't use highlighters. I don't know what the thing about highlighters is, but some people like them. I don't know. And again, go to the Academic Success Center and meet up with some of your friends, and you will be contagious. You will start to motivate other students around you as you are motivated. So this is the commentary for all study guides. Every chapter, as I said, has a study guide. Make sure you know the terms on the study guide. They will be on the exam, and they will make you an awesome investor and get you into the industry. Now, what can you do with a Google Doc? Well, if you pick File, Download As, you can then download it as a Word document, as an OpenOffice or LibreOffice document, rich text format. Maybe you want it as a PDF. The others I'm not sure you're going to want to be interested in. But, as I said, I've been playing with Google Docs, and this is, I'm going after the document, I'm accessing the document via a different Google account. So this is, if I were gaining access to it with my Wonder Professor account, then I would be able to manipulate it, but I can't. You notice it says up here, view only. So the world can view it, but only my one account can access it. This is a different account, that's why it says view only. But I can make a copy. And if you make a copy, what that does is it will take the document and put it on your drive, which everybody who has a Google account, Gmail account, and opens up Google Docs gets, I forget it, you get like 16 gigabytes, 15 gigabytes for free, and then you can buy more. So you get to use the cloud to store all your documents. And then you want to rename it and however you want to do with it. But it's pretty amazing, isn't it? And then you can manipulate it on your own. You can manipulate it on your laptop or a desktop machine or your cell phone or tablet. It's very, very powerful. So play with it. And it's free also, which is very cool also. So, questions, thoughts, ideas, comments, please contact me. We want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. Go get them, Tigers. We're proud of you.